first-hand look at the southern border. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden is flying to El Paso, Texas. It's his first visit to the border since being elected president.
There's no doubt that there is a problem at the border, and President Biden recognizes it, and it's common sense. We need to secure the border, but also have the humanity.
House Democrat Ro Khanna, Republicans have been pleading with the president to stop there.
For 2 years, they had the House, they had the Senate, they had the White House. Why in the world didn't they get an immigration solution? Joe Biden refused to visit the border when they controlled all of government to talk about any type of solution. And they've allowed now, frankly, a situation where we no longer have a border.
House Republican Jim Jordan, both men on Fox News Sunday. Republicans now control the House of Representatives, and tomorrow could be another big day. Speaker Kevin McCarthy was narrowly elected after making a series of concessions to conservatives.
Most are talking about the motion to vacate, where any one member can call for the speaker to step down. Florida Republican Byron Donalds on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures said that gives the members a voice on leadership.
There has to be accountability in our system of government, especially in the House of Representatives.
But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York said on NBC's Meet the Press, if members don't like a speaker, it could undermine many issues.
Health, the safety, and the well-being of the American people. It may undermine national security and a robust defense.
Republicans say security at the border will be among their top priorities.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Russia's military says it carried out deadly strikes on barracks used by Ukrainian forces in the city of Kramatorsk. Ukraine says there was damage, but no casualties. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's getting down to the wire in New York City, where approximately 8,700 nurses from three hospitals could go on strike tomorrow morning. Ongoing negotiations could continue past midnight, which was supposed to be the strike deadline. It's not just your kids. For many parents, the nest is no longer empty.
One in eight millennials moved in with their parents last year. A recent survey by PropertyManagement.com found that many pointed to losing a job and rents going up. And while it's nice to have your mom cook you dinner, 91% said they'd move out if they made enough money. Financial experts say if you want to change your living situation, you have to create a budget and have a long-term goal, take on an extra job, do what you can to pay down debt, and build up a rainy day fund. And of the 1,200 26 to 41-year-olds surveyed, 38% say their parents charge them rent. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
Some bald eagles are getting a second chance.
A half dozen bald eagles have gotten a new lease on life. Officials from the University of Minnesota have released the regal raptors back into the wild. 11 eagles had been found poisoned near a landfill in the Twin Cities in early December. The big birds were suffering from having consumed a chemical solution by scavenging the carcasses of dead animals that had been euthanized. One of the eagles died of avian flu. After weeks of medical treatment, one of the birds was set free on December 30th. Others were sent on their way this past Friday along the St. Croix River near Hastings, Minnesota. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
An award-winning writer known for novels like Continental Drift and Affliction has died. Russell Banks, who often wrote about working-class families, was 82. Banks was born in Massachusetts and spent much of his life in the Northeast. His editor says he was being treated for cancer. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.